This episode is brought to you by the Shop 1 in 5 Pledge. We believe that when you purchase from a small online or offline business, your dollar goes further. Hey friends, Mina and I created the Shop 1 in 5 Pledge, and we're inviting you to take it with us. It's a commitment to make 1 in 5 of your purchases from a small business, online or offline. It's a way to make an impact together where and when it matters most. Because the truth is, your purchasing power matters now more than ever. Head to shop1in5.com to take the pledge. Make that commitment to shop 1 in 5 of your purchases towards a small business. We also invite you to shop the directory. If you don't know where to find other small businesses, it's right there on the page. And we're asking for you to share the pledge. Imagine if each of us told 3 to 4 people about the Shop 1 in 5 pledge. It would be an incredible and life-changing for so many small businesses. Tell your friends, your family, and your social network. It costs nothing extra and makes a world of difference. Our purchases have the ability to change lives. Okay, let's jump in.
Welcome to the Product Boss Podcast, where we help product-based businesses grow their sales and improve their strategies.
Hey everyone, I want to introduce you to my co-host and biz bestie, Mina Kunlo-Sita, an Amazon guru that has built a multi-six-figure product-based business.
In introducing the other half of the Product Boss, Jacqueline Snyder. She has helped launch and grow over 500 fashion apparel and accessory brands, even one of her own.
And together, we share our inventory of secret weapons that will help you dig deep and do the work it takes.
Are you ready? Let's build together.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Product Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Snyder, with my awesome co-host, Mina Kunlo-Sita. Hey, Mina.
Hey, Jacqueline.
All right, friends, today is a really good episode for all of you. We're so excited to have Sabina Hitchin on with us. She is going to talk about publicity and what matters most for makers, manufacturers, and fellow product-based businesses. So welcome to the podcast, Sabina.
Hey, ladies. It's awesome to be here. Like, I feel like long-time listener, first-time guest.
So, Sabina, you're an entrepreneur, a speaker, and a publicity strategist. And I know you've been dedicated to shining a spotlight on and amplifying small business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, and authors. And you are also the founder of Press for Success, which is an online publicity school and membership community, which Entrepreneur Magazine called the online school turning biz owners into PR pros. So we're so excited to have you here. I know that you work with some of our product bosses already. And welcome to the podcast.
I'm super excited to be here. And I'm really excited for everyone listening because I feel like you're going to leave this episode being like, I'm ready to get my product out there even more. And I know what that's going to look like. So let's do it.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, I think we are, I mean, we were talking pre-call on all of this and it's kind of hitting at the perfect storm of all things coming together. And Jack and I could not agree more because we really are seeing a movement happen with the Shop 1 in 5 pledge. We're seeing people get really on board with, you know, the superstars, which we all know are the product bosses, right? Mm-hmm. And the small business. So tell us a little bit more about that.
100%. So it is the perfect storm. And by what I mean by that is right now, if you're a product boss, if you're a maker or a manufacturer of any kind, the world is showing up for you. And in terms of what we're talking about today, the media world is showing up for you. They want your stories. I feel like we used to sometimes in the entrepreneur small biz world have to fight on the sidelines. Like, oh, they give us a scrap here, like a little special segment here. But now the news, they're covering us all the time. And whereas last year, people were covering small businesses and makers. I'm sure you saw it in your local and national news, but it was sort of like with this shadow of the pandemic over it. So like, how are we pivoting? I hope we make it. Or just like, look, we're all making masks now. But now instead there's all this space for us, but they just want us in their gift guides. They want us in their product stories. They want us in their feature stories. They want us in their business stories. They want to hear our expert tips. So they are here for us, but not just in a way that is like us having to talk about the pandemic. And I say that because I'm sure some of you sometimes felt last year like awkward pitching your story. You're like, do I get my products out there? Is that too weird? But it's, let me just tell you, like, it's not weird, my friends. Like, all the places want us and we want to show up for them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think the tone has definitely changed, even though the pandemic isn't completely gone. It's definitely more hopeful. The tone mm-hmm. of the news that is happening right now is certainly more light, more encouraging, and just mm-hmm. more hopeful than it ever has been for small businesses.
It really is. People are behind us. And I think because so many people got a taste of how like small business is the one sustaining this country, right? And helping us all like get putting jobs on the table, giving us unique things. And here's something else I'm going to tell you all. This is like inside scoop. I was talking to an NBC reporter and she was saying that they want to cover more small business than ever before because they all got like a taste of it during the pandemic of how cool it is to have unique things, not just like mass market stuff that we're getting, you know, like that isn't, this is special. People want special. They saw it and now they want it all the time. They're using products like all of yours consistently. And that says to you, like, I have an opportunity. I have months left of this year. And that just, that's like a trajectory into the rest of the years of my business. So how can I take advantage of that?
Right. Absolutely. And how have you seen small businesses take advantage of that? Because I know you work with other product businesses. What have you seen them do and what's kind of been the result of that?
Yeah. So I think the first thing people have been doing, and I would love all of you to do, if you're listening, you're thinking like, I want more people to know about me, is they've been sharing their stories with their local news. And what I want you to know about local is like, whereas I might not have read much of my local paper or watched local news before, now that that has been my source of information for the election, for the pandemic, for all the stuff that has happened in this country for the past year. So you know how it goes. I'm sure you talk about this. Like when you keep showing up somewhere for consistent content consumption, then you get hooked, right? Then you're like, I'm in it. So we've all shown up for our local news consistently. We're hooked on it now. And they want stories like yours. They want to cover local businesses. So that's a success I see happening, whether there are people sharing like, this is what happened to my business over the past year. This is how I've thrived, survived, or just cool stories, your why, how, your founder's story. That's a big win that I think every small business needs to hear. And they're like, where do I start? Look at your local Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC. Look at how they're covering entrepreneurs just like you. Flip on their website. All that information is right there.
Right. I mean, even before, right, entrepreneurs were not in the limelight, I feel like, before like they mm-hmm. have been either, you know, small businesses. So even when we're growing, you know, when we were growing up, entrepreneurs, at least in my world, felt like they were this mystery thing, mm-hmm. you know, like you didn't really fully understand the concept of you could start your own business, that this is a small business owner, that they have that brick and mortar or they have an online shop. And since the pandemic, lives have changed, even how the future generations of, you know, oh, she owns her own business or he owns his own business. I think that really came to the forefront too. So I wanted to dig a little bit into, you know, you said to start with the local news. Is there timeliness that has to be taken into account as far as like, you know, just approaching them with an overall story? Or do you think that there needs to be a little bit more into that as far as like what they should pitch and when?
Yeah. So, and I know we'll talk about other opportunities, but so in terms of what matters most right now for local news, think to yourself that even though it's TV or newspaper and it happens quickly, they still tend to work on a lead time that is like 4 to 6 weeks in advance. So not just because you're not like a crime story, hopefully, or like a fire story. So you're not anything breaking news. So those stories are going to be, so think to yourself 4 to 6 weeks in advance. Another thing I want you to think about is like, you don't have to have, and I think this is something a lot of product bosses and makers and manufacturers do. They think I need to have like a new thing. I need to send out a big press release, make a big kablam. Like, listen to me telling you this as someone who like lives for small businesses, getting publicity. Like, you are the thing, right? Your story, the fact that you're doing this, the fact that you're functioning like that, like you have to find a story within that. Maybe you were once this and now you're this. Maybe you're working with your mom or your husband or your kids. Like maybe there's a timely hook. Like if it's, if you're listening to this and it's almost summertime officially, like, you know, then there's some kind of summer hook. But my point is you don't have to create a whole like production, a whole launch, a whole new thing. Like you don't have to worry. I've been in business for 3 years or 30 years. Like, have you been covered in your local news? No. Okay. Now's your chance. But think 4 to 6 weeks in advance at least. And even before that, I think the most important thing is when you show up for the press, you need, showing up means doing the work before it. So if you want to be on your local news, let's say like, I really want to be on Good Day Sacramento or something. You watch the show, you figure out how they're talking about some other small business owners. You put in the search bar on a TV show's website, small business, and you'll see how they're doing stories. That's where I need you to begin. But again, like 4 to 6 weeks for TV is what you're looking at, just to sort of plan in advance. But if you're cruising that site beforehand, you'll have a better chance of landing it.
And then the next question is, okay, so I figured this part out. Who, how, what? I mean, I know that you teach this in your courses, but I guess just like, you know, they put it, our press releases still something that people do? Like, do you find them on Instagram and start to follow them? Do you go on LinkedIn? Like, how would they, what would be their first next step from there?
So this is a great question. So again, like, you first dive in, you like pick those local channels, and you can even literally Google like local press in whatever your hometown is, and they're going to give you the path to like the TV website. We'll start there. And then when you go to those websites, because who has time like watch live TV these days? Sometimes you either, so you're watching it live or you're looking at the website. You're looking for keyword terms, like maybe maker, painter, fashion designer, like entrepreneur, mom entrepreneur, whatever it is, to start seeing, because all the things that appear on TV actually also appear on the website. So you'll start seeing the stories they're doing. And what you'll start seeing is people's names associated with those articles, which are actually the people producing those segments. So another thing I'd rather like to tell you is like the answers are out there, right? So my favorite like insider way to get contacts is once I do that search, then I know what I'm looking for, right? I go to the company's website or the TV show's website. I look, okay, it's like Good Morning Sacramento. Then I just go over to LinkedIn and I type in Good Morning Sacramento, and it's going to bring up everybody who works at Good Morning Sacramento, because they're all workers, right? They're all employees. They want to have a LinkedIn account. They want to have a job someday. So you can search for Good Morning Sacramento or wherever you are, Good Day Chicago, whatever you're looking for. Go to that LinkedIn page and then look for words like producer, booker, things like that. Those are the people producing and booking that show. So like that is pretty quick. Or you can look for reporters who are doing those shows. Often they book their own segments as well. So getting that information is a path. And then if you're like, well, still, Sabina, I don't know what their email address is, here's my next tip for you. So number one, the fastest path to that is asking, right? Close mouths, don't get fed. One of my favorite mantras when I'm working in PR, and it's just like LinkedIn, DM them. You don't even have to pay for the fancy membership and say, I've got a great local story for you. What's the best way to get in contact with you? Or find those same people on Instagram and DM them there and say, I'd love to get in touch with you. What's the best email to reach you at? So again, you're not spamming them with a whole pitch in their Instagram that's overwhelming, or not pitching them on LinkedIn, because that's a lot of pressure to put on a professional website. Like, oh, why is this person there? But instead just say, how do I connect with you? And then from there, you'll have that information. And I promise you, the path to the information, like, it starts coming out before you when you actually start doing the work. Because a lot of times with PR, it's like something we all know we sort of need. We want it, but it feels so confusing and like, huh, where do I begin? But when you start doing the work, you'll even find that a lot of these people's email addresses are on the websites themselves, or they have their own Facebook page if they're a reporter with their work email address on it. So the work, the information comes once you start just asking for it.
This is so good. This is like gold. We told you in the beginning this is going to be good.
Yes, we're so excited. Sabina is so generous in everything she does give. And I feel like, oh my gosh, like my mind is exploding right now with all the possibilities for our product-based businesses and just thinking about, you know, them pitching themselves. What are some tips that you can give about the actual pitch, like of, you know, what that could look like for them?
Exactly. So I tell you this, this is a great question, because I feel like the pitch is what holds us up. Once we realize, because you will, like, you're listening to me probably, you're like, sure, Sabina, I can't find any of these people, because you haven't tried. Once you start, like, it's a digital world. We all know we can find like anybody these days. And remember, these people have been hanging out by themselves for the most part at home, producing TV or newspaper from home. They're hard up to talk to new people. So be that person. But then in terms of what do you send them, right? The key is to remember, a lot of people in the press get like hundreds of emails a week. So you want to get to them in a way that will make them want to read your email. So I have a super easy format that I can share with you right now, talk you all through. And before I do, I want to remind you, like, you will not be like, it was one pitch won't make or break you. So follow the format, but don't obsess about it so much that in a month from now, you're like, oh, there's that pitch in drafts. I'm still improving it, because you'll never land press if it never leaves your outbox, your send box. So the keys to me to a very simple, successful pitch. And I've used the same format for over a decade and landed every kind of press. All my students use the same thing. They land press all the time. So subject line, what we need to know about subject lines in press, not like a newsletter or sales subject line, is you don't want to do one of those quirky, witty subject lines that like you'd think you do in a newsletter to make someone click, like, oh, I'm curious. Like, no, they need to know exactly why you're reaching out. Mother's Day gifts by local entrepreneur under $100. Holiday gift guide submission, eco-friendly beauty, like whatever it is, I need to know what's in there. And I tell you this because I think you need permission just to show up with exactly what you're sending them. Think of this is a professional email. It's not a newsletter where you're trying to be super sexy with your content, getting a click. This is not a sales. And what you also want to know about that subject line is don't lead with your business name, because unless they know who you are, like, they don't care. That means nothing to them. So put the info there. Then you just want to spend like 2 to 3 sentences introducing yourself. Like, you don't have to have a sexy hook. Like, I just call everything in PR sexy because I feel like people think they need like some cool hook. Like, did you know, blah, blah, blah. That's a lot to think about when we're a maker trying to run our business, trying to scale our business. Like, they're doing that with you. So let's make it basic. Intro, what, like 2 to 3 sentences. Hi, this is Jacqueline. This is my company. This is the website. I'm reaching out because of this. Like, I would love to be in the realsimple.com where to work guide. I would love to be in the upcoming O list for the holidays. Like, ask for what you tell them why you're showing up, because people are getting so many emails. And then in that 2 to 3 sentences, that's really where you introduce yourself. Like, I do this. Like, this is like your hook, right? Your motto, the little catchphrase about your business. I make this, I do this. So 2 to 3 sentences, they know everything in terms of why you're reaching out. And then the good stuff. Then you put in bullets and you have, let's say, 3 to 4 bullets, because you know the minute they open that email, and this should take some pressure off you, like, they'll look at those 2 to 3 sentences, but their eyeballs are going to go to the bullets, because we can't not do that when we're a human. We look at the eyeballs. They're like magnet, or the bullets. They're like magnets for our eyeballs. So that's where you put all the gold. And what you put in those bullets depends on what you're pitching, right? If you're reaching out to your local press to do a story about your business, you're not going to be talking about your product in every one of those bullets. It's going to feel like a commercial. This is a TV show. So you're going to put things like, I was once an investment banker, now I'm a green beauty maker, or I created a solution-based product because of this. Like, you know, the bullets are your story. What are the takeaways? Maybe I'd also love to share some tips for aspiring local entrepreneurs as well, like give some value. Whereas if I was pitching my product after a few sentences of introduction, the bullets would just be about my product, right? This is the price point. This is what it's made out of. And again, you're like, okay, well, how will I know what to pitch? If you're pitching like a local news show or local newspaper, you turn out they're covering stories. They're not covering like, hey, this handbag is $9.99, unless it's a shopping segment on like a Today show. So it's their stories. But for all of you listening, like a big thing for you coming up soon is, or always, is like those shopping stories, right? Dot-coms, TV, every day they're creating stories that are like BuzzFeed, Refinery29, InStyle.com, like small, like Cup of Joe. They're covering stories about products. You belong in those stories. So that's like a bread and butter pitch for you, is doing what I'm telling you, a few sentences, the bullets about your product, because that is a pitch you can send out to like any product place. So you have your clear subject line, your 2 to 3 sentences of intro that includes your website, your bullets, and then a closing like, you know, I'll be in touch soon, or I look forward to hearing from you, something that just says, you know, what's more. And then I would either attach or link to your line sheets, some imagery, so that they can see what you're talking about. I love to sometimes embed an image if you're tech savvy enough to do that, so they see it upon opening it, so you really show up. And I know that was like a lot to swallow in 1 second, but if we're just overviewing like subject line, 2 to 3 sentences, you can do that. Bullet points. I love bullets. It's a way to structure your brain. Include, if you are woman run, include that in a bullet. If you're a BIPOC brand, include that in a bullet. Retail pricing in those bullets. And then your close. That's a simple way to write a pitch structurally that you can use for anything. Because remember, once you create a pitch that works, you can repurpose it consistently.
I love that. So, so helpful for all of you that are listening in real time, which I'm not quite sure when that will be actually now that I'm saying those words out of my mouth. Sabina is so knowledgeable and she will be kind of giving us more nuggets in the mastermind. If for those of you that are in the mastermind, but I think it's just so helpful because it feels like such a mystery, like what you were saying, you know, it feels like such a mystery of where do we start? Where do we end up? What do we, how do we show up as? And then it's scary because we're uncertain about all of it, right?
Yep. And I think something you said that was so true is it does feel like a big mystery in the whole where do we start is so hard. And I just wanted to add to that, like to me, even though I talk about local being so important, if you're listening, you're like, and to me, that's like a one-off thing that one can all work on. But if you're like, what am I supposed to be doing? You really need to know, like, you do, to me, need to show up in this space, right? Because we need to choose you. You need to expand your customer base from whatever it is right now. We need to your customers need to choose you over your competition. So you need to do this. But think to yourself, if I can get one decent pitch for my product together, and if I can start showing up gradually to more and more places, like to me, that's a bread and butter pitch. Like we love the glory about our business, but your business needs to exist to get that glory. And you need to sell product. So if you can work hard enough on just like creating a pitch about your product, and then every time you find a new reporter or blogger or editor or magazine editor who covers your beat, you're sending those out. There's gonna be great power in that for you. Sometimes it takes beginning, and that's a big, I mean, we could talk about planning and stuff forever, but I feel like what I want people to know is sometimes it just takes starting, and it's not gonna be a mystery. It gets easier the minute you start.
Yeah. And it's simple too, right? Like I love that you said it doesn't have to be this grand thing. Like sometimes we feel like we have to show up in a certain way, create a fancy, sexy hook, you know, be appealing to all the people. And that doesn't seem like it's true. It's mostly about timing and simplicity, you know, and just being very clear on what you're presenting to them. And then if it works out, it works out, right? It's a fit. Thing.
And it's also like, if it works out, you also have to remember, like, you need to show up consistently. A thing I love to tell product makers and anyone who's just like a product, whatever kind, whether you're making, however you're getting that product, whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing, like, you need to be showing up consistently. Because if we show up once, like we all, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, Christmas holidays, because they're like huge boosts for sales. But think to yourself, if I can do that, why can't I show up consistently? Because if we only show up when we want something and we don't invest the time or have a PR person like building relationships for us, that's like anything in business, sales, anything marketing. You show up cold and you're like, hey, put me in your gift guide. You've never heard of me. I never show up. And now I want you to do something that's going to change my business. What? So number one, you got to show up consistently, right? Like in my fancy world, like at least a pitch once every 1 to 2 months for some of you, like that's a minimum. You got to show up because that's how the magic happens. Otherwise, you're not going to get these opportunities. But the other thing I want you to know is like, if you are showing up consistently, the reward you get is you get more than just these holidays. You get the fact that like, I talked to a business owner, the owner the other day, she was like the TV person took me on and talked about me on a show. She's been getting sales consistently. So again, those aren't the only opportunities. So when we show up consistently, we get access to so many other opportunities.
I love that. And, you know, that's what we tell them too, to show up. So we talk to all of our students and our listeners about showing up on social. And that's, I mean, how fortunate are we that we have social and access to anybody, anywhere in the world, right? If they follow us. And then your version of showing up is for that, them to magnify their voices. So PR and publicity allows for, we teach this in Multi-Shoe Machine where you get onto other people's platforms, like let's call it Amazon or wholesale, and you're in front of their audiences. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with PR, right? It magnifies your voice. So let's jump in when we talk about what matters most for PR. Any other tips? Like if we want to talk about holidays, I love the fact that you were saying, well, one, we know there's those lead times. And then to show up more than just within those major holidays that we think, but anything else that you think is like a really good takeaway?
Yeah, because, well, what matters most, you're right, you alluded to it, and I think we should say it to everyone here, like, I'm assuming we're all, whatever you're listening to this, it's, if we're approaching July, we are approaching a time for the holiday gift guide season. I want you to know that because I want you to know two big what matters most for you. Number one, you've got like 2 months most likely or so to get ready. So if pitches for the holiday gift guides in magazines. So again, we're talking about magazines. Magazines work 3 to 6 months in advance. So TV is like 4 to 6 weeks. Magazines are 3 to 6 months. And those gift guides are major. And again, what I want you to know about this, what matters most is they're going to be putting a lot of small businesses in them this year. Like, we want to ride this wave. So you need to know, okay, if I'm going to start pitching those magazine gift guides in July and August, it probably finishes up in September, early September. What do I need to do now so I don't feel like a headless chicken in a panic come July thinking, oh my goodness. So thinking about things like, what will I be offering the press for my holiday gift guide offerings? It doesn't have to be something brand new. It doesn't have to be your new holiday collection. Just like, what are you going to be repurposing and what's a good holiday guide? What imagery do you need to sell that to a member of the press? Because you can't say, here's a link to my website, pick something out. That's a fast delete. Who's going to do that? No one. Like your mom, maybe. So you need to show up with a graphic that's like, this is what we're offering. Maybe you have two separate pools. One's for $100 and under, and one is like, sky's the limit, because people are spending money in these magazines again. So again, if we know we're aiming towards July to be ready, because early birds always get the worms in PR. It's not about being the best. It's like being the most consistent and persistent and like showing up on time. So you need to get your offerings together. And then another big thing I do for all of you right now is like, it's never too early to start saying, well, what magazines am I going to be pitching for the holiday gift guides? And this is also like a big flashing lights moment for us, because I feel that entrepreneurs often think, well, I don't read Good Housekeeping, so why would I pitch it? Oh, because like 6 million people do. Or like, I'm over Oprah. Well, not the world isn't. She's still quarterly. So I mean, like, there's so many things. So just because you're not reading that magazine, I don't read Parents Magazine, I'm not a mom. But guess what? Your product might be good for mom. She likes presents. She has friends. So you need to start making these lists and think, and don't be like, I don't know who does the gift guide. Start with just like, list the magazines, figure out where you belong. Then we break it down into like, who covers my beat, your jewelry? Ask a jewelry editor who's covering the holiday gift guides. Look at who covered them last year. It's all on Google because all those articles run online. So again, if you start doing that work now, it's casual work, right? You fit a little bit in with some wine watching American Idol on Sunday. You do like a little with whatever. Like, you finally get to that point when you're ready in July. Like, if you're listening to us still right now, you should be, right? And you're hearing this, think about the power you have right now, because you're thinking, well, it's going to be so competitive. No, it's not, because no one else shows up for the whole highway. People like come on the entrance ramp of PR and they're like, I'm here for it. I'm going to pitch the gift guides. And then life and overwhelm and busyness and confusion hit. So if you start doing this work now, collaborate with people in your community, get your mastermind people together, work as a team, you could show up in a big way for holiday in a year. Like, I literally get goosebumps with this. Like, in a year when people have wanted to put small businesses and gift guides more than ever before. And you do the work now, you can replicate it come the time for all the .com gift guides, because you've already done it for the magazine gift guides.
And mic drop. Right?
Yeah.
That matters most. Boom. That
literally matters most. That was the mic dropping right there.
There. You, it's true. And you guys, like, you can do it. Like, the ladies here, and I know you can do it. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here talking about it. Like, the power is within you. It's right there.
Right. And I love, and thinking about this from the perspective of having more time to do this, right? Because especially makers get super overwhelmed at the holidays, mm-hmm. which is why we do Rock Your Holiday Promotions, you know, basically at the end of summer, to really start getting people's brains wrapped around what promotions are going to look like, what they're going to do. So I think what we're also just letting you all know is that, and we talk about this too, when you work in your business we work on your business or in your business, right? So during your busy times, you're working in your business, and during your slower times, you're working on your business. So think about the momentum that you can create for yourself in 2021 and beyond by working on some of these things, right? Like you said, Sunday nights, glass of wine, whatever it is, mm-hmm. Just really starting to pre-plan to maximize the opportunity, because we don't know what's going to come the next year. We don't know what's going to trend. We have no idea. Mm-hmm. But what we do mm-hmm. know this year is that the small business is the hero of the story.
Mm-hmm. And if you take advantage of that, so to speak, and like, or just become part of that, right? Step into the ecosystem of PR and media and don't feel like it's scary. It's not. Just dip your toe, it's cold at first and it's warm. When you do that, then whatever happens, you're now a person who has those relationships. You're now a person who people know. So even if not everyone next year is as celebrated, you're already in, right? And the other thing I'll tell you is when you do the work on the front end to just dive in and figure it out and start making those lists, because I see this with every maker or entrepreneur I've ever taught, then it like clicks, right? Like we all know something that's hard at first and then it starts clicking and you're like, whoa, wait, now I know how powerful I can be. People don't know the secret, but I realize you can learn it. And then you have the power. Once you learn how to pitch and do this work, you can reach out to anyone. And that's really, really powerful for long-term for your brand.
Yeah. I mean, you just really stay top of mind too. You know, when you think about like, I just think about as a general consumer, this year is going to be a lot of still that overwhelm of people. You know, it's kind of like what you said about, you know, people enter the, you know, the ramp that they don't show up for the mm-hmm. whole highway. Same with consumer buying. They enter at the very end and then they're like, ooh, what's the path of least resistance? Oh, these people have been showing up for me. I'm going to grab a whole bunch of gifts from them, you know, mm-hmm. hence why mm-hmm. Amazon is so stinking popular, right? So just remember that as far as, you know, you need to stay top of mind. And I think that is an ecosystem, you know, even in all of it, the branding, the PR of it, the, you know, the other people's platforms, all of it come together in a way that really, and the promotions that you have, and the more time you can give yourself to compound that for yourself, it just gives you least resistance of the obstacles that your consumer is having when they're going to buy, when their wallets are basically out.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. And I wanted to say something to add to that. Like you've said something, both you and Jacqueline have said, like it's the big picture, it's the publicity. But to me, it's publicity is part of a trifecta now. We are not in our own silo. It's like publicity, community, and content. And when I'm looking, and I'm just talking about buzz building, not like I'm not a sales pro, but I'm thinking like when you want to be visible, and like, I'm just going to go against the grain here. Like, I can't say when people like, you don't have competition. Yeah, you do. You've got competition all over. Like they're there no matter how unique you are. So you need to be showing up with publicity, with the community you're building around your business, which I know you all teach them how, and also with the content you're building around your business, your blog, your social, your newsletter. So all of that works together. So when you have all three pieces of that, it's like how, even when customers need to see you a few times, they're going to start seeing you a few times because you're doing your reels and you then all of a sudden they saw you on BuzzFeed or then they saw you on GMA. Like they see all these pieces and then it starts coming together.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We did an episode a long time ago. Oh my gosh, you guys will have to dig deep into the archives where we talked about J-Lo, and J-Lo has the trifecta effect, right? She's not the best singer, she's not the best dancer, and she's not the best actress. But you know what her special gift is? Hustle. That is her gift. And I think, and then, I mean, come on. She was Bennifer with Ben Affleck. She A-Rod. I mean, girl has it made. She was the star of her own story and she grabbed what, you know, she took it, right? Like she let herself shine. So I think that thinking about that is like the stars are aligning for all of our product bosses. You guys are all the J-Lo, beautiful, wonderful mm-hmm. J-Lo that was in the Super Bowl last year, you know, with Shakira. So.
The inauguration this year. I mean, this girl's had a year over year.
Right?
She's like
she started somewhere, you know? So think of that.
You know what you say about that? It's so funny you say that because I remember, and I'm probably dating myself, but there was like a Behind the Music or something when MTV used to actually interview people and they did a thing with J-Lo. And I used to watch her on In Living Color when she was a fly mm-hmm. girl. Like I'm not in my 20s, guys. So I remember, and she was saying how when she told everyone there, well, I want to do this. And they're like, who do you think you are? Like you can barely, they didn't even want to let her be a dancer. They didn't even let her be a fly girl. And now she's like J-Lo. Right. So we can all do it. Yeah. We're all the J-Lo.
Yeah. And she knew how to market herself as a product, right? And she's always kept herself relevant, always.
So. And you know, just to piggyback on that, because I always say to people, like the stars of every band or because like, I look at if it's Broadway, there are world-class performers, but the stars of like the bands and the pop stars, they're not always the best singers, right? They are just the person who is like, oh, I can't, they're electrifying or they're like putting themselves out there. They decide to show up. They're like, I used to use Britney Spears as an example, but now I just like to honor her. But like, I feel like, again, I know, wasn't the best singer, but was the most famous. And now we just cherish her and hope she's best. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, 100%. Listen, I've got the Broadway actor as a husband, and we're always talking about like what that spark is or that light from the people who make it. And they may not be, it's not always on talent. And we tell our product bosses this too. It's not always, it's not about your product per se. It's the story. It's the messaging. It's the community around it. Like you said, it's all the other stuff. When we buy, you know, why do we buy one sneaker and not somebody else's sneaker? They might be made in the exact same factory, but what's the story we've been sold and what's the story that we've bought into to buy that, you know, the Nike sneaker versus the Skechers sneaker or something like that, right? So I love that we've covered so much. And I think you guys have a lot to take away from this. For those of you that are in our masterminds or thinking about our masterminds, you're going to see more of Sabina in there. So we're really excited about that. And then tell our listeners how they can follow you and connect with you and maybe a little bit about your school.
Exactly. So my favorite place to connect is Instagram because I'm at Sabina Knows. I'm sure you'll have a link over there, but I'm always sharing PR tips. Something other than PR I'm obsessed with is just courage because I think it goes hand in hand with PR. So I'm always talking about that there. But if you're not there, I hang out all the time at Press for Success, which is my PR school. And just a little quickie background on that, all of you. And I know the ladies will have a link for you as well. But I used to teach high school, true story, and which was always accidental, but there I was teaching high school and I created education. And so I always knew I loved teaching, but not high school. And so when I moved to New York City, I ended up working in PR, fell in love with PR, started my own agency, like I'm sure you have on the notes. And then, but my point is like those two careers married, and that's where I thought, well, I can teach PR. PR is necessary. Small business owners and makers don't have access to it. So that's really where Press for Success came about, giving people the access to education, opportunities, everything they need to run their PR like one of the big guys and gals. But before, we'd either have to hire a publicist for that or like Google our way to success. So we created something that was like the bridge to that. And I love it so much. As you can tell, like PR is it lights me up a lot. But it lights me up the most just to be able to give small business owners the access to making it work for them too, right? Because sometimes we don't think it can be for us. And I'm here to say like, it can be. And even if you're not the most brave outgoing person, like your product can speak for itself on a website page without you having to speak one word. So know that it can be for any of us.
I love that. And we'll put all the links in the show notes for any of you who want to know and learn more from Sabina and the Press for Success School. That'll be down in the show notes. And for those of you that are in our mastermind, you can count down the days to when she's in there with us too, because this will be such a fun and exciting process to go through with her as well.
Sabina, thank you so much for being on the podcast and for being so, you know, just giving so much to our listeners. So thank you again.
You're very welcome. I can't wait to meet more of you on the inside.
Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss Podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing two things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us. This episode is brought to you by the Shop 1-in-5 Pledge. We believe that when you purchase from a small online or offline business, your dollar goes further. Hey friends, Mina and I created the Shop 1-in-5 Pledge, and we're inviting you to take the pledge with us. It's a commitment to make 1 in 5 of your purchases from a small business, online or offline. It's a way to make an impact together where and when it matters most. Because the truth is, your purchasing power matters now more than ever. We're inviting you to take the pledge if you head to shop oneinfive.com. The link is in the show notes. And when you get there, please make sure to share the pledge with your friends, your family, and your customers. Let's invite everyone to take the Shop 1 in 5 pledge so that we can all use our purchasing power to change lives.